We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's go to the former Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, Bill Bowling, a Republican who served two terms in that job under a Democrat governor and a Republican governor, and he is with us now. I think you have an interesting perspective as Republicans look at this upcoming series of statewide elections, and we finally have people actually stepping into the governor's race. This week, Kirk Cox, who was on with us yesterday, announced that he is going to pursue the Republican nomination, and then we knew that State Senator Amanda Chase from Chesterfield, I mean, she's been running for, the last 8 or 9 months. What's your snap take on this with the current contenders?
Well, John, I think, it's one of the great things about Virginia, if you love politics, is that there's an election every year. So here we have the 2020 election not quite over, and we're already talking about 2021. But, I think 2021 is going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting on the Republican side. I also think it's going to be interesting on the Democratic side. I think it may be a year where Republicans can get back in the game in Virginia. But in order for that to happen, I really do think these days, given the changing demographics in the state, in order for Republicans to win one of these statewide races, kind of three things have to happen. Number one is the Republicans have to nominate the right kind of a candidate who can appeal to suburban women, who can appeal to voters in more moderate Northern Virginia. Democrats have to nominate the wrong kind of candidate, which they may do in 2021. And then the external circumstances have to be right, which it could be in an off-year election and potentially the first year of a Biden administration, should that come to pass. So all those three things could line up. And, with Delegate Cox getting into the race, I think the focus shifts to will the Republicans nominate the right kind of a candidate? Personally, I think Kirk Cox is the right kind of a candidate. He's got great experience in the state legislature, of course, served as majority leader and Speaker of the House. He's a conservative guy, but not a scary conservative guy, a former teacher and baseball coach. I think he's the kind of a Republican that could appeal to these, suburban women voters and Northern Virginia voters that Republicans have been losing. And then it will be interesting to see how a race between him and potentially Amanda Chase, maybe others, plays out. And then it's just going to be fascinating to see what happens on the Democratic side with former Governor McAuliffe wanting to get back into the race against some young, aggressive black female candidates and, who the Democratic Party wants to be their standard bearer.
When we talk about Kirk Cox, I agree with you. I've known him for years since I was a kid, and I like him a lot. I wonder, though, will the Democrats take this not scary guy who was a school teacher and a baseball coach and turn him into a scary person? I hate to say it as a white male myself. I hate to reach the conclusion that Democrats have become very expert at taking white males in the Republican Party and turning them into, through very expensive television ads, into these evil, vicious people who don't care about anybody.
They'll certainly try to do that. They try to do that with any Republican candidate these days, to paint them as being outside the the mainstream of political thought. But let's remember, if Kirk Cox becomes the Republican nominee, he's going to become the nominee after probably a primary battle with someone like Amanda Chase, who's going to be trying to paint him as being too moderate for Republicans. She's going to be pointing out things like, well, he supported Medicaid expansion a couple of years ago. So you're going to see a lot of TV ads running where she's trying to paint him as being a more moderate Republican, which I can tell you he's not. He's a very conservative guy, but she'll try to paint him that way. I think that actually could help him in a primary election because it gives him a chance to define himself. What I think Kirk has to be wary of is being drawn in a primary too far to the right and giving Democrats more ammunition to go after him. But, you know, they'll always try to make those attacks. It doesn't mean that those attacks will always work. And, look, at the end of the day, elections are about choices. So should Kirk Cox become the Republican nominee, then the choice is who is the Democratic nominee. And I think that's going to be fascinating to watch. You know, Terry McAuliffe, who left office as a fairly popular governor, wants to come back and run again. But I think the real question is Terry McAuliffe too old and too white for today's Democratic Party? And are they going to be drawn to one of these younger black female candidates who want to be governor? And how many people within the Democratic Party are going to say to a Terry McAuliffe, you've had your chance, now you step aside and give one of these younger black candidates a chance to redefine the image of the Democratic Party in Virginia. So I think it's going to be
fascinating. That's a pretty legitimate thing for them to say, don't you think?
What's that?
That's a pretty legitimate thing for a member of the House of Delegates or the state Senate to say, hey, man, you've already been governor and you've kind of disappeared off the radar screen for the last 4 years. Why do we need to cater to you? I can raise my own money, especially if it's a black female candidate. I think there are probably a lot of left-wing groups that would seize on the opportunity to give money to that person.
I think it is a legitimate argument. And if you look around the country today at the direction the Democratic Party is moving in, that seems to be the direction they're moving in. You know, younger candidates of who come from a different racial or ethnic backgrounds. So I have no doubt that that's going to be the arguments that some of these younger black Democratic candidates, people like Justin Fairfax, people like Jennifer Carroll Foy, Jennifer McClellan here in Richmond, they're going to be using those arguments. And Governor McAuliffe is going to have to explain why he is still the best candidate for the Democrats. And look, I think he is. I think by far Terry McAuliffe would be the strongest candidate for Democrats. So, look, if Republicans
because of his fundraising ability?
Yeah, he left office as a fairly popular governor. He wasn't engaged in too much controversy when he was governor. He tended to keep his focus on business and economic development issues. He has unlimited fundraising potential. For all of those reasons, I think he would be their strongest candidate. But this whole dynamic in 2021, I do think, creates an opportunity for Republicans. But again, I think Republicans have to nominate the right candidate. Democrats have to make a mistake. And then the external environment has to be right. Those things could come to pass in 2021. It at least gives the Republicans a chance, I think, to get back in the game. And I think a competitive two-party system is always a good thing.
Right. Hey, I'm my producer's yelling at me that we got to go, but I can't go without asking you this question real quick. Of course, it's complicated. Amanda Chase, the state senator from Chesterfield, she seems to relish the role of being an outsider and a fighter. I don't know that she would say I'm Donald Trump, the female Donald Trump, because that's not really true. But she doesn't mind ruffling feathers. She's got a very loyal following from what I have seen. But then there are a lot of people who privately say to me, this lady's crazy. She doesn't strike me as crazy when I talk to her. But what's your assessment of her as a candidate?
Well, I think you're right. She does have a very loyal following. The question is how deep and wide is that mm-hmm. following? She is a lightning rod. She has had issues with the Capitol Police. She's had issues with the Senate clerk. She's had issues with her colleagues in the legislature. She's basically been expelled from the Senate Republican caucus. So she's a very controversial Republican candidate.
Is that good, though, to get that type of attention and be seen as a outside of the good old boy network, Republican and Democrat? Well, I mean, could a woman sell that, you think?
It can be a good thing in a nominating process where you're trying to appeal to party activists that tend to like that kind of an approach. But look, here's the bottom line. Her chances of winning, in my humble opinion, a statewide campaign in Virginia these days are zero, zilch, nada, none, not going to happen. So Republicans have to decide, you know, do you want to nominate a flamethrower kind of candidate like that and give away a legitimate chance of winning the governor's office, or do you want to nominate a solid conservative candidate like a Kirk Cox, who really then has a chance to go on and be competitive in November? There are a lot of people in the Republican Party today, John, you and I both know, who would rather engage in the great ideological debates of the day than they would win campaigns. So, you know, that's a fundamental question that Republicans are going to have to answer. What kind of a candidate do we want to put forward? An ideologically driven candidate that excites the base of the party, but nobody else, or a candidate who actually has a chance to win in 2021?
Well, I appreciate your perspective, and I respect it. You've won two statewide elections, so you've got some validity when you share your thoughts with us. And I really appreciate you coming on today, and I hope we'll talk again a lot as we get closer and closer to the nominating convention or primary, whatever is chosen. Thank you.
Thanks, John. I look forward to it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.